אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו ומנועים גורלנו 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 again אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו ומנועים גורלנו 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 כל העולם כולו אי גשר צר מאוד אי גשר צר מאוד אי גשר צר מאוד אי כל העולם כולו אי גשר צר מאוד אי גשר צר מאוד I call out on Kula I gesher tsar miyoid I gesher tsar miyoid I gesher tsar miyoid I call out on Kula I gesher tsar miyoid I gesher tsar miyoid אי והעיקר והעיקר לא לפחד לא לפחד כלל והעיקר I guess it's our me-eyed Hagesher tsar mi avavoid. Hakol olam kulo. Hagesher tsar mi avavoid. Hagesher tsar mi avavoid. Hayve ha. Hey ya la 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 ya la 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 hey ya la 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 ya 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 la 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 ya la 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 ya la la ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 ya 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 la 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 ya
Hey, la 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 la
Acharon. Oh, it's a Hagalabusha. That is how the Yom Acharon.
Trying to throw me back to that over there.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Wow.
So I was supposed to grab my over here. You're the only person here with a full beard.
Amherst.
And he's the only chassid here because the only one wearing tzitzis on top of his shirt. Unbelievable. No?
And he has yichus.
And he has yichus. This is a good father. Wow. Sir, Nassim said that there was one time after Tishba Rabbeinu. It was El Shabbos, and he went to one of the mountaintops of Breslov. He was screaming, the Breslov Boresh. So now it's a fire burning in Breslov, a fire burning in my heart. We have a thing like that, the Breslov Boresh, Havera Tabalibi. Oh, it's a fire burning in Breslov right now, right here. Hey, from Kasha, Tzadik, Reb Nosson, Breslov. How many people in this... Actually, that's not true. We already know Rabbeinu is very much here tonight, Baruch Hashem. Yitzchak. But how many people know about Reb Nosson? You know what I mean? The fact that how many Chevra we have here? 10 Chevra sitting together. The Kasha, the Tzadik that we don't know. Most of us never learned Torahs by him. Never maybe even heard of him. It's not a small thing that Chevra comes together to make Kasha a real Tzadik. Reb Nosson Breslov. Zchusi again Aleinu. So I'll speak a little bit of Reb Nosson. How much could you say? I don't know. There's a lot to say, but we'll try. So it goes like this. It's Torah from last week's Parsha by Reb Simcha Bunim Pshisim. Nach says, Basof kulam hu yu breslov, so everyone's breslov. So it's nowhere Reb Simcha Bunim says, and it's called Simcha on Parsha Vayigash. As the Medrash says, the Igash Elav Yehuda. It says, Ein Hagasha Ela Milchama. Right, so that's one. That Hagasha means that he came, we learned this on Shabbos. Came to be a person B'derech Milchama. He's gonna ready to kill Yosef. Ein Hagasha Ela Lefius. That he came to appease him. Ein Hagasha Ela Tfila. So the Medrash says three different things, which seem to be opposites also. He says that one opinion that when Yehuda came to Yosef, he came to kill him, came to fight him, came to be Mephias him, like appease him, or he came to daven. So which one was it? So listen to what he says. It says, Amar lo v'atem, maz el ha-shon v'yigash. Achenira da tefila hi mekubelas davka im hi me'o mekalev. He says, how does a person have, how can your tefilas be mekabel? Only for tefillos are from Omek Halev. They're coming from if they're sincere, with sincerity. The essence of who you are. Whom is palel? As tefillah hazos ratuya. Then what? If you daven and you're being serious, you're being sincere with what the words you say, and you really try to get to tap in, then what? Then your tefillos, then Hashem's going to say, this is a nice tefillah. It's good. The gamlin in mechama, also with the war. Tzarech le'orer atzmo in pnimi yuso le'lchom am shekenegdo. V'chein lefiyas. He says, what if you're going to war? If you're not 100% in the war, then what's going to happen? You're going to lose. Because you're not confident. You have to be fully committed. So too, if you're coming to appease someone, it can't be that I'm just talking and I'm not being serious. It has to be sincere. He says, so what does it mean? So he says, we see three things. Tefillah, milchama, and pius. What's the common factor? Is that they all have to be sincere. They have to be real. They have to be ma'omek halev. Says v'zeh v'yigash elav Yehuda. So what does it mean v'yigash elav Yehuda? She Yehuda nigash elatzmusav. What it means that v'yigash elav Yehuda is that Yehuda came to the etzem of who he was. He tapped into the emes of who he was. He was sincere. He was real with himself. I think this inyan really defines. And again, not that I'm a bakin or b'nasin or b'nachman, but just a little bit that I tried to learn that Shabbat and Kasher. Baruch Hashem, I have this chus that I went to Uman the past 2 years for Rosh Hashanah. So a little bit, I try to learn the Sfarim, I try to be Makasher. But there's a mice with Reb Nassim, like Shua was saying before, is that Reb Nassim, he didn't grow up Chassidish. Reb Nassim was one of the Gaon, Mamash Gaon. He had a very famous, I really recommend you guys getting, if you have time, it's a good book for a Musar Seder even, or even for to read before you go to sleep, Through Fire and Water. It's from Chaim Kramer. It's just about the life of Reb Nassim. It's Mamash. That book is might be the best book I've ever read. It's Through Fire and Water. It's gewaldig. It's just the life of Reb Nassim. You read that book, and you're like, whoa, that's I can't look at Reb Nassim the same anymore. Just whoa. But anyway, so it speaks about Reb Nassim. His father-in-law was like a very big wealthy person, but very known, very big misnagid. And Reb Nassim was would have been the gedolei ador. Pashas would have been one of the gedolei ador, but he wasn't feeling it. It just wasn't. He didn't feel the Omek Halev, so he was going to all different people. Then he went to different Chassidish Tzaddikim. They came to the Heilige Berditcher, the Kedushas Levi. Remember, Kedushas Levi was mamish the Kedushas Levi. That's it. Enough said. The Sanagor Shal Yisrael. He's by the Kedushas Levi. So it's very interesting because I heard this from Shlomo Katz. He said it's very interesting that you know the mice that he's by the Berditcher, and then they sent out. They had a Goral from Lav Malka. And the Goral landed on Reb Nassim that he was going to get schnapps and bagels. So you know the famous Maisa that Reb Nassim said, you know what? He went to the woman's section there, he started crying, and then he had the famous dream, which maybe we'll say a little later. And he left. It wasn't for him. Nechevra, imagine if someone came and told you that, oh, I was by the Berditchever and I left. What would they say to you? Are you kidding me? How do you do? Well, what's wrong with you? How do you leave the Berditchever? You know what Reb Nassim did that's mamash amazing? It wasn't where he belonged. And he was willing to say, you know what, the Kedush Levi is the Gadol Ador, the Tzadik Ador. But that's not my derech. He was real with himself. And said that he's not my Rebbe Muvak. What do we see about Reb Nassim? But the thing of Reb Nassim, he was always looking to find himself. Always to get to who he was. Always to find the Shoresh. The Yigash Lev Yehuda, they came to Atzmi Yosef. Right? That he always looking to get to himself. The sincerity of Avodas Hashem. Again, by the Berditchever, imagine even just being by the Berditchever's kever is like enough for us. Be like, wow, it's supposed to be the Berditchever. But you know, it wasn't his. And he found his Rebbe. The Berditchever used to praise Reb Nassim a lot. His mom loved Reb Nassim. But he found his Rebbe, he found the Rebbe Nachman. And he was searching, and it was a long search. But he came to find himself. He was sincere about his Avodah Hashem. To really find himself. If there are two in Yonim, my Rebbe says, or Matal says, that there's two ikkers in Avodas Hashem, and everything else is very much part of it, but there's two ikkarim. It's called Torah and Tefillah. You know, a person can have a lot of other things in their Avodas Hashem also, but if the ikker isn't Torah and Tefillah, then you have your hashkafas wrong. That's what Matal Zilbro says. He says, the person realizes there's two ikkers, Torah and Tefillah. You know, again, I'm the first person to tell you I gotta go to, you know, I gotta go everywhere, anything there is. Matal always says, but people sometimes lose that, like when you're in front of your Gemara, and when you're in front of your Siddur, when you're in front of the Likut Maran, you're in front of, that's for Klal, for all Sfarim. You have everything there. You know? So two Ikarim that we have, I think you could say something about Torah and Tefillah, which really represents, is that the Indian of Torah and Tefillah, it's all about coming to yourself. It's all about Nigash al Yehuda. Yehuda's Nigash al Atzmosov. It's coming to the essence of who we are. How do we see that? So first, let's look at Torah. So you know, the famous parak Yitas and Tilim, we say, Torah Hashem Tmima, Meshivas Nafesh. So what does it mean that Torah Hashem Tmima, Meshivas Nafesh? Meshivas Nafesh. So we saw Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, that's something very nice. So what do we mean, Meshivas Nafesh? Is that through Torah, you know what Torah does? Meshivas Nefesh, it brings you back to your Nefesh. It brings you to who you are. It helps you get to your essence. So Torah is the Lashon of Horah. Horah means it guides you. That's everything that Torah is about. It's not just about learning it and proving it that I could be the best. It, through learning Torah, you find out, where's my chilek? Who am I? It's supposed to bring you to who you are. You're supposed to build a relationship with it. And also in Tefillah, we say Nishmas every Shabbos. Kol atzmosai tomarna Hashem yichamocha. Means that what? Kol atzmosai, I scream it out. What does it mean, kol atzmosai? That my whole being. That yeah, my pinky toe is also involved. That my finger is also involved. That my every part of my whole being, my essence is in the Tefillah. And it brings you to who you are. And so what does David Melch say about himself? He says, Vani Tefillah. He says, I am Tefillah. You know what? He came to himself. That's everything we're supposed to do in life, is come to who we are. Return to Meshivas Nefesh. Torah Hashem to me, right? Everyone sings that, Torah Hashem to me, ma. Right? And they never realize that what? That Meshivas Nefesh is supposed to bring you to who you are. Bring you to the real you. You know, the Maisa with the Rebzusha, I'm sure you've all heard it before, it's always important to say, is that Rebzusha said before he died, he says that I'll just be Mekatzer. He says, I'm not nervous that when I get up to Shemaya, I'm not nervous they're going to ask me, Nu, Zusha, why aren't you like Avram Avinu? Why aren't you like Yitzchak? Why aren't you like Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David? He says, you know what I'm nervous they're going to ask me? Zusha, why aren't you more like Zusha? They're going to ask me that, well, why wasn't I myself? Why didn't I try to be me? Find out what's my derech in Avodas Hashem. If you look in this week's Parsha, on that concept of Torah and Tefillah, you see in Perek Memtes Pasuk Chaf Beis. So like this, so when Yaakov's giving his brachos to Yosef, right? It's right after he gives a brachos to Ephraim and Asher. It says, "Vani nasati lecha Shechem achad alachecha asher lakachti miyad hamori becharbi bekashti." So he gives a bracha that you're going to have one more bigger portion, right? That Yosef gets Shechem. It says, "Miyad hamori becharbi bekashti." So what does Becharbi Bekashti mean? So we know, what does Cherev mean? Cherev is a sword, and Kashti is like a bow and arrow. Right? I think it's a Keshis. It's like, yeah. That's Indian. That the Keshis is a rainbow. It's shaped like a bow and arrow. Right? So what does it mean, Becharbi Bekashti? So look at Rashi. What does Rashi say, Becharbi Bekashti? He chachmaso utfilaso. Hold on a second. Cherev means a sword. Keshis means an arrow. What does it mean, Bechachma utfila? So it's a remez here. Listen to what Sif Secham says. Lom b'charbi haynu chachma. The kemosha cherev matzilas bala. Just as a cherev guards you from who to save you. Kach chachma matzilas bala. So too the chachma saves a person, like it says. Shnemar in Koheles hachachma techayes bala. Right, the chachma gives you chias. Ubakashdi hu lashon bakashu tefila. Lashon of tefila. So you see, what did Yaakov say here? What did he have with him? It says b'charbi ubakashdi. Both. It doesn't say that he was a Torah Yid and Tefillah is not my Indian. It doesn't say he was a Tefillah Yid and you know, I mean, I don't do the Torah stuff. He had both. He had a shleimus of Torah and Tefillah. That's what Yaakov Avinu was about. Chachma and Tefillah. If you look in the Kut Maran, which is Rabbeinu, so Rav Nachman says in the Kut Maran, and we know everything in the Kut Maran, Rav Nachman wrote it all down. Right, like Rav Nachman said, if not for Nassim, then there's no Nachman. Right? If not for, can you imagine that everything we have, Rabbeinu, we very much forget that there's someone who created Rabbeinu Kiviyachol. Rav Nachman said about Rav Nassim, if not for Nassim, there's no Nachman. So we've said this before, but it's always important to say it again. If you were to ask, what's one of the big inyanim of Breslov? So if I ask, what's one of the big inyanim? Simcha is a big inyan, right? Tefillah is definitely a big inyan. Sporting this is a huge Indian for sure. Rosh Hashanah. But of the
Torah,
yeah, for sure Torah. Right? But of all the Inyanim, one of the main Inyanim we see by Breslov is the following. It's in Torah Chaf Hei in the Kut Maran Tinyana. So if you have the Kut Maran, you can get it out. It says, Gam Tov Vasos Mea Torah Tefillah. This is a very good thing, a very good Hadrach in Avodas Hashem. is that a person should make from his Torahs, right? The Torah that he learns, he should turn that into tefillah. Dainu, kishalome no shemea eze maimer Torah mitzadik emes, azay yasem izat tefillah. When you hear a Torah, you hear a teaching, you read a sefer from a tzaddik emes. Yeah, tzaddik emes could be Rav and Abaye also. Could be Rishim Bar Yochai. Could be anyone. Rabbi Yochanan, Yishu ben Levi, Rabbi Nachman, the Gra, anyone. Salvechik. Rabbeinu, what was the other one's name? Big Boy? What was it?
The Big Boy Rav.
Big Boy Rav. Even if you hear from the Big Boy Rav. Radik. Right? So even that, what's the Indian though? To take it and turn what you hear, turn that into tefillah. Meaning what? I knew. Levakesh ulischanim lefanav yisbarach akol mash nemarsham. Bosa maimer. That whatever the Rebbe said in that maimer, whatever you learned, say to Hashem, matay yizke gam hu lavo lechazeh. When am I going to be able to fulfill this? V'kam hu rachuk mizeh. How far am I from this? Levakesh mito yisbarach sheizakehu lavo lechol hanemarsham bosa maimer. And beg Hashem, Hashem, help me please live this. Rav Nachman speaks about learning Torah with Dveikus. Help me learn Torah with Dveikus. This one says I have to work on my midos. Help me work on my midos, Bor Yolam. I'm learning about Shor Shonag HaSapara. How can I fulfill this and what it really means? Right, I'm learning about Dira Srucha, Dira Sarai, Dira Kefa. What does that mean to me? Hashem, whatever it means, Be'emes, help me tap into it, please. V'amaskil v'achavetz Be'emes, a person really looking for MS in life, Yolichu Hashem B'derachem, so Hashem's going to guide you in MS. You'll be able to understand things from what you see. How you're going to be able to go with this? That your words are going to be words of grace. That you're going to appease Hashem. Hashem's going to bring you to His avodas Hashem. This sicha of what of taking your Torahs and turning it into tefillah is at a very very high place. Very high madrega. Ubefrat kishosa mitorah tefila. Ubefrat when you take your Torah and you turn it into tefila, that you don't just learn and shut your Gemara. That's it. You shut your Gemara and you say, Hashem, please help me be kindness somehow, whatever it means. Right? A lot of people also, you'll see a lot of people learn a lot of vinyanei machshava sometimes. Right? A lot of this stuff, and they never bring it out. You have a guy who's learning like olam hamidos, for example. Yeah, which is all about midos. Yeah, that's what I think this is what like the chevra learns. Right? Olam midos. Right? You learn whatever sefer is, Garden of Emunah. Right? And you could have people, right, I'm not saying you actually do good stuff with it, you know, you're holding by Rosh, right? It's pretty good, you know? But you have people learn these farm and what, nothing comes from it. Why? It's called it's chachma without the bakasha from it. So when you turn everything into just one big chachma, nothing happens to you. You become a big chacham. A big time chacham. But where do you go with that? A chachma techayas balea, has to do with chiyas. That's what Torah is called, tefillah lekel chayai. When your tefillah makes it chayim dik. Mizeh nasa shashum gidola me'ol mala. When a person does this, when he takes his Torah and turns it into tefillah, right, you understand, you give Hashem such a nachas ruach from doing that. So what's the inyan? The inyan is that what? That you're miyache Torah and tefillah. That's what it's about. If you look, what's one of the big inyan in Breslov? Ah, oh, very good. Umar Hashanahs. Yeah, you didn't say it. You guys know already. You know? The whole Indian of why and what. Again, there's one reason that Breslov is good to Umar Hashanahs because Rav Nachman says. That's it. But once you have that down, now, like, what else is it? So, what's the Indian of Rosh Hashanah? There's interesting halachas by Rosh Hashanah. Where do you blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah?
At the Bima.
Oh. You blow the shofar, but Dafka, where you lay in the Torah. Why? It's because bizchus the Torah, our tefillah of the shofar is going to be in this kava. Amazing, no? You blow by the shofar for that. What's our whole tefillah and musaf made up of? It's made of what?
Psukim.
It's made of psukim from where? Tanakh. I saw Rav Meisler says, because that's the whole Indian, is what? It's we're combining Torah and tefillah, and that's how we daven Rosh Hashanah. It's like Uman Hashanah is such a big Indian, because the whole Indian of Breslov is making yichud of Torah and tefillah. This is exactly what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That what? We tap into tefillah and Torah together. That's the whole goal of Rav Nassim himself. If you look, what was the Sfarim Rav Nassim wrote? It was Likutei Halachos. He went through all of Shulchan Aruch and wrote Pnimius of the Halachas. Based off Likutei Maran. You know what else he wrote? He took every single Torah in Likutei Maran and turned it into tefillah. The whole inyan of Rav Nassim, everything about it was what? Torah and tefillah. He went through all of Shulchan Aruch and brought it out. He wrote all of Likutei Maran. And what else did he do? He made that all into tefillah. Because that's the shita. Is what, don't just let it be a chachma. Live with it. Like we said before from the Rebbe Rabbunin. What? Bring it to your Yusuf. Torah and tefillah together. That's the whole inyan of his bodhidus itself. Why is Breslov such a big inyan of his bodhidus? Why? People think, oh, Breslov just do his bodhidus. You know why they do his bodhidus? Because they're learning Yom Valayla. A P. Breslov, it's a very intense thing. Renaka says, Yarol Vayavor to Misadei of Shulchan Aruch. Finish shots. All poskim. It's intense. It's mamash the real deal. There's a lot of Sifrei Breslov also. His bodhidus is what? That what? Hashem, help me be mekayim this. I'm so rachok. Speak to Hashem. His bodhidus isn't just about talking to Hashem, saying this and that. It's what? When you talk to Hashem, you realize the what? I'm a chelek el kalimal. I'm shaykh to this. You come to yourself. It's everything that Breslov is about. It's about penis. Mamash, people sometimes take it for, oh, it's just such chitzonius tiksimcha. That's not Breslov. Breslov is what? It's lev. It's lev basar is Breslov. It's what? It's the penis of it. It's the chamimas. Cham libi v'kirbi. That's what it's all about. That nekuda, making yichud of Torah and tefillah. It's actually, I'll tell you a nice remez. It says by Noach, it says that Noach was mekatnei amana. Right? So it's amana is the word of emuna, but it says Rashi says amana. So let's go out to your amana, which is the word emuna. So emuna is 102. So if you take away the vav, what do you get?
96.
So emuna is gematria 96. Yeah? So what's gematria Torah? 611. What's gematria tefillah?
515.
So now we have to make a yichud of Torah and tefillah. So what's the difference between tefillah and Torah? What do you get?
96.
Emuna. Is that what? The way you make that mikasher is through emuna. That's what Reb Nachman says at the beginning of Sichas Ran. He says, by the Olam, emuna is a very small thing. By me, emuna is the ikr. Emuna is mamish the ikr. Why? Because emuna is, that's what's mikasher the two together. It's the emuna, it's the pnimius of it. Emuna means that what? Reb Nachman says, the whole idea, what's emuna? He says, emuna is tefillah. And tefillah is Eretz Yisrael. Because why? If a person davens, right? A person davens, that means you believe in Nisan. Why? Because when you daven, you're in essence, you're changing around the Ratzon of Hashem. So therefore, you need emunah for tefillah. Why? Because you have to be mom and that Hashem can do whatever he wants. So then that's why Eretz Yisrael is the place of emunah. Because Eretz Yisrael is the place of tefillah. It's the place of all this. So remember, we're in Eretz Yisrael this year. Where it's the makom of tefillah itself. That's why it says tefillahs keneged tamid and tiknim. The Gemara says, right? So Rav Moshe can tell you a very nice remez at the end. Why? By tamid. But it says tefilos connected tamid and tiknu. So what does it mean that tefilos are very connected, right, to tamid? And what's tamid? So Rav Nachman says in Memdad, it says tamid eni Hashem el kechaba. Is that what? That the place of tefilah is where? It's Eretz Yisrael. What else do we know is the place of Eretz Yisrael? And the Ksuba says what? Avir da'ara machkim. Ein Torah kitoris Eretz Yisrael. The place of Torah and tefilah is mamash here in Eretz Yisrael. And we have the opportunity that we're sitting and learning in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. No idea what that means, how gishmak it is. Yerushalayim, Yer Shalema. And it's something so important that what? The inyan of Yerushalayim is what? It's coming to yourself. It's bol atzmacha. Whole inyan of Eretz Yisrael. What does Eretz Yisrael mean? Who's the first yid to come to Eretz Yisrael? Avram Avinu. What does Hashem tell him? Lech lecha me'artzcha. So Reb Nachman says one of my favorite words. So what does it mean, lech lecha me'artzcha? That means come to Eretz Yisrael. He says, you know what means lech lecha? It says, lech go, lecha, to yourself. Come to yourself. Come to who you are. And that's the matias of Eretz Yisrael. What's coming to ourselves? That's a whole inyan of what Reb Nachman Breslov did his whole life. He's always looking to come to himself. Always growing, always a talmid. That's why Reb Nachman passed away. Who took over? No one. No one took over. Because Reb Nachman is a talmid of Reb Nachman. He's always growing. Always in a state of growth. Always looking to find himself. And it's something that's very important for us in our Baruch Hashem to realize that what? That just because you're in Shana Bet or Shana Alf or if you're in your Smicha, don't think that you're by yourself, that this is who you are. You have such a potential that what? Just keep pushing. I also need the Chizuk. Everyone needs the Chizuk. Keep pushing more in Limud HaTorah and don't throw away tefillah. It's a thing that people throw away so easily that everyone else doesn't do, so why should I do it? Mechazik tefillah. Anyone came who davened with us on Chanukah and Halal, you know, tefillah is so gishmak, how sweet is tefillah? Your whole day is so sweet from that. That tefillah shouldn't just be that, okay, it's not, it should be fiery. Right? Just as you battle over your chavrusa and you knock out your chavrusa over a tosos, so tefillah also should be fiery. Hashem enjoys that fiery. Right? But that's the nekuda, chevra. It's the bol atzmecha. Come to who you are. Torah shirtu yim, meshivas nafesh. Brings you to who you are. Kol atzmosai tamarna, the etzen, the atzmius. That's everything that b'schusr b'nas and we can be zocha to. That's why the day, really the day of everything, of coming to who you are, is when? Shabbos Kodesh. What else would it be? It's always Shabbos Kodesh. Baal Shem Tov says, when you say the words, what's the... How's it go? Beis Halachmi. How's that one start? Nasori. His nari mafakuni, mafakumi. Lifshi big day svar de rami. No. Aliyah ben Ishai, beis halachmi. Karvel nafshi gila. Karvel nafshi gila. Karvel nafshi gila. Now start Shabbos. Should we just like start? Oh, come on, Nick. We'll sing it right when we finish. We're going to sing a nigin, yeah? Okay, that's the deal. We're going to sing a nigin. We're going to enter into Kabbalah Shabbos. And if we start Kabbalah Shabbos, people are asking us what's going on tomorrow. And so we can't help it. Seven Shabbos.
He said also tonight
that it's better. That's not it. So the kuda goes like this. The Baal Shem Tov says, when you say Karvel Nafshi Gila, he says, what does that mean, Karvel Nafshi Gila? He says, Karvel Nafshi Gila means what? You bring to my personal nefesh a gula. It means what? I come to who I am on Shabbos. That's why the whole matias of Shabbos. Shabbos is what? It's everything Shabbos is of returning, of tshuva. So what's tshuva? Shabbos is tashav al atzmecha. You come back to who you are. That's why Reb Nassan is this whole matias. What's gematria? Reb Nassan. Rav is 202, Nassan is 500. What do you get?
702
is gematria Shabbos. It's Reb Nassan. Mechazik us in Shabbos. Mechazik us in Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, it's us now. Reb Nassan, Prelude, this chevra sing together at 12 o'clock. Oh my God, 12:30. So gishmak. No, Asar Batavis to bring a little bit of light to Asar Batavis. Pesachus Reb Nassan, she's not going to enter into those chambers of kedusha, chambers of Shabbos Kodesh. Siat Hashmaya for that day of a covered Shabbos Kodesh. For what's the word again? What do I normally say? Yom Shkula Shabbos, Nuchah Chalim, covered Shabbos Kodesh.